This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Lori London reporting. It's the final night for the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Donald Trump will give his official acceptance speech. His daughter Ivanka will also make the case for her father before introducing him. Wednesday, his former rival in the primary campaign, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, spoke to attendees, congratulated Trump, but did not endorse him.
And that pledge was not a blanket commitment that if you go and slander and attack Heidi, that I'm going to nonetheless come like a servile puppy dog and say thank you very much for maligning my wife and maligning my father.
Well, Cruz's refusal to endorse Trump at the convention will likely reverberate into the 2020 presidential campaign should Trump be defeated in November. The Democratic Party holds its convention next week in Philadelphia. South Sudan's Ministry of Health says test results confirm at least 6 deaths from cholera outbreaks in 3 areas of the country. More than 30 suspected cases have been reported in the capital, Juba, alone. As of Wednesday, the national total of cholera cases was 141. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has rejected Russia's appeal of a ban on its track and field athletes at the 2016 Olympic Games in Brazil over allegations of elaborate doping. The World Anti-Doping Agency released recently a report about a cover-up of widespread doping by Russian athletes. The IOC executive board is expected to discuss on Sunday whether to impose a blanket ban on all Russian teams. The games in Rio de Janeiro begin in 15 days. This is VOA. The United States is warning of a possible attack against Americans in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. In a security message for U.S. citizens, the State Department says it has received reports of a potential imminent threat in areas of the Red Sea port city frequented by Americans and other Westerners. These include markets, restaurants, and shopping malls. The alert instructs Americans to reconsider non-essential travel plans within Saudi Arabia. British Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting with French President François Hollande Thursday as the country prepares to exit the European Union. Wednesday in Berlin, she discussed Brexit with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel urged the Prime Minister not to wait too long for the formal exit procedure. The World Meteorological Organization reports the first 6 months of this year broke all previous global warming records. It says 2016 is on track to be the world's hottest year on record. Lisa Schlein reports from the World Meteorological Organization headquarters in Geneva.
And obviously, this is the first visit to Germany of a British Prime Minister since the British people took the decision to leave the European Union. I've been clear that Brexit means Brexit, and the United Kingdom is going to make a success of it. But I also want to be clear, here today and across Europe in the weeks ahead, that we are not walking away from our European friends.
And that was, of course, Prime Minister Theresa May in separate audio. Here is Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva.
David Carlson, director of the WMO's World Climate Research Program, tells VOA global warming is happening faster than predicted.
This year suggests that the planet can warm up faster than we expected on a much shorter time. We would have thought that it would take several years to see a jump like this.
Scientists are basing their assessment of the rapidly changing climate on record-setting global temperatures, which for the first 6 months of this year averaged 1.3 degrees Celsius warmer than pre-industrial era levels. Carlson warns the world is running out of time to cut the emissions of greenhouse gases leading to global warming. He says nations that have signed up to the Paris Climate Change Agreement last year must take more aggressive action. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.